When Kohler, global design leader in luxurious kitchen and bath products, asked me to be their ambassador for timeless, elegant, durable cast iron, I said, I'm in. Soon after, I was in their Kohler, Wisconsin foundry, watching molten iron poured, enamel applied by hand, and the beautiful finished pieces ready to ship. Since 1883, Kohler cast iron has been crafted by incredible artisans, and seeing it firsthand gave me a whole new appreciation for their craftsmanship. Now, I'm proud to lend my stamp of approval to my favorite Kohler cast iron products for their durability, beauty, and enduring style. Shop my curated picks at Kohler.com. As the Kohler cast iron ambassador, I say, long live cast iron.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
When Kohler, the global design leader in luxurious kitchen and bath products, came to me and said, Martha, we need an ambassador for our timeless, elegant, durable cast iron products. I said, I'm in. Now let me see the factory. Weeks later, I was suited up in coveralls and work boots, walking through their Kohler, Wisconsin cast iron foundry. I stood next to the molten iron furnace, saw the hand applying enamel, and touched the gorgeous finished products waiting to be sent out into the world. Since 1883, Kohler cast iron products have been forged and finished by the incredible craftspeople right in Kohler, Wisconsin. I'll tell you, I gained a newfound respect and appreciation for Kohler's cast iron craftsmanship. So now, I'm lending my discerning stamp of approval to my most beloved Kohler cast iron products for their durability, beauty, and timelessness. Shop my Kohler cast iron favorites curated on Kohler.com. Bring the warmth, character, and enduring style of these timeless products into your kitchens and bathrooms. As the Kohler cast iron ambassador, I say, long live cast iron.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
We're talking with Siobhan Scott, Hidden Killers contributor, psychotherapist, and author of The Minds of Mass Killers. Brian Koberger is the topic of this segment right now. Just the other week, the defense of Koberger moving to have, of all things here, the indictment dismissed. What a bold statement, right? Let's just have this indictment dismissed because we feel like you don't got anything. There's like a mountain of information. They argue that the grand jury was misled as to the standard of proof required for an indictment. They say the grand jury should have been informed that the standard of proof required for an indictment would be beyond a reasonable doubt. However, they also argue that the grand jury was instead erroneously instructed with the standard of proof required for a presentment, which they say would have reasonable ground for believing the defendant has committed an alleged offense. The failure to properly instruct a grand jury as to the standard of proof is grounds for dismissal of the indictment, according to the filing. It's a little bit confusing.
Yes,
to connect the dots of this word to that word, this mean that. What do you make of this? I know they seem to be throwing everything at the wall that they possibly can at this moment in time, but is that the right observation to be making?
You know, it sounds, again, legalese, very confusing. It's hard for lay people who aren't attorneys to make sense of how valid is this argument. It sure strikes me as he's got some very bright, motivated attorneys who are working very hard to come up with anything and everything that they can. And as you say, let's just throw it all at the wall and hope that something sticks.
The prosecutors in the case for Koberger have filed a motion asking the judge to compel his defense team to share information about the potential alibi. Last week, the deadline came and went. They did not provide one, quote unquote, and I put it in air quotes, of the alibi they did provide, which basically just said, he's not there. He wasn't there. Evidence corroborating Mr. Koberger being at a location other than the King Road address will be disclosed pursuant to discovery and evidentiary rules as well as statutory requirements. It's anticipated this evidence may be offered by way of cross-examination of witnesses produced by the state as well as calling expert witnesses. That does not sound like an alibi to me.
No, really a red herring, isn't it? It's, yeah. Let's just throw some doubt out here.
Yeah, it's not an alibi. The prosecution's saying, what is the alibi? Because if you're going to put that out there, that you're going to do that, we need to know what you're actually going to do in discovery. Mm-hmm. But I don't know that Koberger's people really even know the answer to that yet.
Yeah, it just sounds like a legal maneuver.
Are they, in this case, do you feel like they're fighting more to keep him alive than it is so much a jail sentence or a prison sentence for the rest of his life by putting all of this out there at this moment in time, trying to influence potential jurors in Moscow who have not ever been selected yet with these sort of statements and these sort of doubts?
Yeah, it does. It strikes me as a rather desperate attempt to just do everything they possibly can to mitigate the damage, which is going to be the death penalty if it goes that way.
How credible is a defense assertion to make a claim that DNA could have been planted at a crime scene? And when a statement like that is made directly by the defense, it wasn't a podcaster, it wasn't a reporter, it wasn't this or that, it was literally from the defense making that sort of assertion. How much credence does that have? And then how much burden of proof lies then on the prosecution to say, you're making this up, or to prove that that's not remotely true? Just to make the statement is one thing, but then everyone's going to go, what if it is?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. The reasonable doubt. What can we toss out there that may just get people thinking maybe? And there are people who perhaps innately have a distrust of the police for reasons of their own history. And they're going to be ready to say, oh, yeah, the cops are dirty and they always plant evidence. I hear people say that. Usually those are people who have a bit of a criminal history themselves. Sure. You can never trust the cops. The cops plant evidence. You'll hear people say that when they've had run-ins with the criminal justice system. And of course, there are these rare cases. How rare, we don't really know, where evidence has been planted. I don't think in this case that's what we're looking at.
What does it tell us about his support? The fact that we publicly have not seen anything from the parents, anything from the sisters, other than we've learned about the raid on the parents' home and some of the conversations that may have happened around the dinner table at Thanksgiving with sisters somewhat questioning if he was the killer. The silence, does it mean anything in a case like this?
I think this is a case where the family is trying to do the right thing. They're trying to stay out of the limelight. They're not out there in some kind of attention-seeking way. They don't strike me as nutty people who are trying to do lots of interviews and get attention for themselves, which is good. It speaks well of them. Yeah. So they've got some boundaries. And I just, as I've said, by all reports, they are very normal people. They have been very good people. And it's just really sad for them. I've got to think that they're absolutely devastated.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
When Kohler, the global design leader in luxurious kitchen and bath products, came to me and said, Martha, we need an ambassador for our timeless, elegant, durable cast iron products. I said, I'm in. Now let me see the factory. Weeks later, I was suited up in coveralls and work boots, walking through their Kohler, Wisconsin cast iron foundry. I stood next to the molten iron furnace, saw the hand applying enamel, and touched the gorgeous finished products waiting to be sent out into the world. Since 1883, Kohler cast iron products have been forged and finished by the incredible craftspeople right in Kohler, Wisconsin. I'll tell you, I gained a newfound respect and appreciation for Kohler's cast iron craftsmanship. So now, I'm lending my discerning stamp of approval to my most beloved Kohler cast iron products for their durability, beauty, and timelessness. Shop my Kohler cast iron favorites curated on Kohler.com. Bring the warmth, character, and enduring style of these timeless products into your kitchens and bathrooms. As the Kohler cast iron ambassador, I say, long live cast iron.
Doing taxes the old way meant handing everything off and just hoping things were moving. But now, you can feel confident your taxes are being handled right with Intuit TurboTax. Now you match with a TurboTax full-service expert. Just upload your documents right in the app, and boom, they take it from there. Start to finish, you've got a dedicated expert working your return. They check every deduction and credit to help you get the best possible outcome, so you can feel confident you're getting every dollar you deserve. And now you're not guessing what's happening, you're seeing it happen. TurboTax gives you real-time updates on your expert's progress while you go about your day. Run errands, grab a coffee, live your life. You're always in the loop. And if a question pops up, you get unlimited expert help at no extra cost, even on nights and weekends during tax season. Taxes are finally transparent, easier, and handled. Visit TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax full-service experts. Real-time updates only in iOS mobile app.
Are you a fraud-paying American? It's a fact that one in four honest, hardworking, tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. With LifeLock Identity Theft Protection, though, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, and get you your money back. Last year, the IRS flagged over $16 billion in refunds for identity fraud. That's billions of dollars that could come from your salary, overtime, or second job. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. And if your information does fall into the wrong hands, only LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists who are backed by the Million Dollar Protection Package. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for with SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Are you a fraud-paying American? One in four tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity fraud. With LifeLock, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Last year, billions in refunds were stolen. Could be from your salary, overtime, or second job. Gone. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
When Kohler, global design leader in luxurious kitchen and bath products, asked me to be their ambassador for timeless, elegant, durable cast iron, I said, I'm in. Soon after, I was in their Kohler, Wisconsin foundry, watching molten iron poured, enamel applied by hand, and the beautiful finished pieces ready to ship. Since 1883, Kohler cast iron has been crafted by incredible artisans, and seeing it firsthand gave me a whole new appreciation for their craftsmanship. Now, I'm proud to lend my stamp of approval to my favorite Kohler cast iron products for their durability, beauty, and enduring style. Shop my curated picks at Kohler.com. As the Kohler cast iron ambassador, I say, long live cast iron.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.